Good morning. This is Sylvia Enns from the University of Healing in Campo, California. And greater things. A story is told by an anthropologist who was working with the shamans of the Amazon. And in that area, there are many Christian missions. And sometimes the priests take a canoe and go upriver to preach to the tribes. So one day, a priest came to the Shipibo tribe where that anthropologist was working. And the priest began to preach and tell his remarkable stories of the power of Christ. And the people of the tribe listened excitedly. And particularly they were taken by the story of Lazarus, who Jesus raised from the dead. And the priest, finally pleased with his performance and believing that he had made a few converts, got back in his canoe and paddled on to the next tribe. And when he returned a few days later from upriver, he stopped again and was greeted by many of the Shipibo tribe. They ran to him and asked him to tell them more stories or more of these fabulous tales. And after listening for a while, one of the shamans of the tribe came forward and he said, "I want to thank you for your help. I have learned much from you. And that story you told a few days ago about how Jesus healed Lazarus, well, I tried that technique and it worked. I would like to introduce you to my once dead friend." And it was true, one of the tribe's people had died a few days earlier, and the shaman, using, in quote, the Lazarus technique of the priest, had raised him from the dead. The anthropologist watched him do it. Of course, the missionary couldn't get in his canoe fast enough and back to the safety of his church, where such miracles do not take place, and the dead stay politely dead. It's a fantastic story. Why did the priest run away so fast? Because in our religion, in the religion of Catholicism, we have been told that Jesus did the miracles and we are here to worship Jesus. But Jesus said, we can do the same as he did and even greater things. And why don't we do it? Why don't we, or most of us, not even try? Because we have been told to worship the miracles, the man that did the miracles. And most of us, we are so in awe of the power of Jesus the Christ, we don't even try to do the same. We don't believe we could ever do the same. And I know that it needs the innocence of a child to believe that it can do it. That same innocence like the shaman. He didn't have any preconceived ideas about this religion or what the priest told him. It was just a story he told him, and he believed it. And he thought, hey, that sounds great. I want to try that out. And it worked. Of course it worked. Jesus never did anything that didn't work. That's why we know about him. Because the things he taught worked, and they still do. But it is done unto us according to our belief. I remember as a child, I was always very impressed about my dad, who had an admiration and a deep respect for any person of authority in his life, be it business or people he met privately. And in a way, it was very beautiful to see that respect and admiration. But now I know that he didn't believe that he could be ever as good as them. And most of the time, he was already as good as them or on the same level. But he could not admit that to himself because he had been taught to respect authority as something above. And that's the same with us when we think of Jesus or doing and using that power that we have all within ourselves. It is done according to our belief, and I know we just have to follow another concept that Jesus taught us, to become like a little child, because then we enter the kingdom of heaven and we don't know any I can't, and that's not for me. Then we know everything is possible. And so my thought for today for myself is to know that I have the power to do anything in my world, to change anything I like to change, to create anything I like to see manifest in my world. I am the power. We are that power. And we can do things greater than that, the same as that, whatever our heart desires. And today, another thought. Let's be that shaman who just does whatever his heart believes will work, and let it work, let it manifest. I wish you a wonderful day, a powerful day, a day of creation. Great things happen today. I love you.